Hey guys, welcome back to Conversational Peace. This is Q of the Cutes.
And this is your boy, Black Genius.
I know y'all like, where these fools been? Man, life been life in y'all.
Life is ups and downs like a roller coaster ride. You go with bad times, you good times. You go to being healthy, you go to being sick. This life is, sometimes it feels like it's dealing you a raw hand. Like you're losing in life, but it's only conditioning you for what's to come. You know what I'm saying? God's going to push you through those broken breaking points, and he's going to see if you are strong enough to make it through or you weak enough to fail. And if you're strong enough to fail, you got more blessings ahead. But if you're weak enough to fail, God feel like you're not ready for the upcoming blessings, you won't be blessed. You know what I'm saying? He's going to let you just condition yourself a little while longer before you send any more blessings your way.
Trials and tribulations.
Yeah. So, Q, what's on the agenda? What's going to happen out there in the world? What's be going on that grabs your interest?
Oh, goodness. I think what grabs my interest right now or my attention is I think a lot of people have been talking about recession, recession, recession. I think a lot of people are about to get sucker punched based on all of the loans and things like that that, you know, they were giving out during COVID. I think a lot of people were maybe misuse that money. A lot of people, you know, the student loans and things like that are active again, and they're, you know, having to pay, make payments again. It's no more deferments on that. So a lot of things that were put in place during COVID to kind of help you manage or stay afloat, those things have been taken away, and I'm just afraid that a lot of people are going to drown from it.
Well, I see people, I must agree. When you got people that was living way beyond their means, people was taking advantage of the PPP loans, people was getting these welfare, unemployment checks, and they was tripled and doubled the value they usually be. And people was like, why should I work? I can get this all this free money. But they failed to realize that you have to pay taxes on that money at the end of the year. So they was getting all this money, and they was riding high, and they was smoking their weed and eating crab legs. And you know what I'm saying? They was at the Gucci shop, and they're going to find out. They're going to have to, them Gucci's going to be laying into the side in a few days. You ain't gonna be able to goddamn go to the Gucci shop no more. And now the only people going to the Gucci shop now is the people that's doing the smash and grabs. And so, and eventually they're gonna get tired of that shit and they're gonna start popping people. I think shit has already hit the fan.
Yeah.
I think it already hit the fan. The girls, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no more. Liposuction and
BBLs and all that.
And all that, those things are over. Y'all were taking them welfare checks and the unemployment checks running down Mexico getting that shit done. That's over with. You know what I'm saying? And people ain't even on like the crazy looking BBL. Your butt and your legs don't match each other. So
yeah, a lot of people are getting that reversed. The slimmer look is in now, and it's crazy. The Kardashians, they have even had theirs removed. Like I said, that slimmer look is something dealing with your health can become a fad, and everybody jump on it. Yeah. You know that's crazy.
That's just like the eyelashes, everything comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
But what you were doing, they were doing get something permanent done to their body. Not permanent as far as that they can, but it was like they was trying to attract those men and attract that attention. And dudes looking at them, it was a passing fad because the dudes don't even want those girls no more.
Yeah.
They going back to the natural girls. They don't want all that. Remember, you could put a pig in a lipstick in a dress and dress it up and look nice, but it's still a pig.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they looking at, and they ain't going for the BBL stuff no more. They going for the natural, in shape girls, you know, workout, career oriented, something for somebody gonna bring something to the table. You don't need a girl that's gonna be like, yeah, I can lick your balls and you stick it up my butt and all that old shit. They ain't stepping up that stuff. Man, we're like,
ugh. Yeah, it's just crazy how people, like I said, to have something, you know, that's dealing with your health be a fad that has ran its course. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
What else is going on? You got the Tupac, the Tupac
the
murder or whatever. That,
yeah, the dummy snitched on himself because he liked being on YouTube and giving interviews about a murder, and he don't understand whether before or after the fact, if you have knowledge of a murder and you participated in that murder, you can get convicted just as much and get just as much time as a man pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm. And they, so what they were saying, no statutory, what is it, statutory limitations? There are none.
There ain't no statutory limitation on murder.
Yeah.
This is not a drug charge or something like that. Something you can wait a couple of years and it goes away if they don't catch you. This dude, they gave him some type of plea when he admitted, told the story about the murder, and it was like, you can't mention this outside the room.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and give all these interviews. So then the prosecutor was like, you hung your goddamn self. We didn't renege on the deal.
Everybody
so
want that
damn fool snitched on herself.
Yeah, everybody want that fame and street cred.
No, it ain't the street cred that fool had the street cred. He was one of those ones just wanted the limelight.
Yeah,
being a gangster wasn't good enough for him. He wanted to be, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to go viral. He wanted to be known all over the world.
Right.
Well, he known. He got exactly what he wanted. He's known all over the world. Now they got one foot in the grave and the other on an oil slick. And got about 20 people pushing him in the hole. So I think I don't feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's stupid. I can't feel sorry for people that know better but still do stupid things, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I was curious to know if I know Jada Pinkett was,
you know who's tripping me out lately?
Who?
As far as relationships,
who's that?
Remy Ma. Remy Ma.
All these rumors that she
ain't no rumor.
It's true.
Yeah, she man, Pac was about to leave her ass.
So you think she cheated?
Hell yeah. Why is she cheating?
Oh man!
Well, anyway,
that's crazy. Know. Yeah, I heard. I definitely heard the rumors on it, and I was like,
well, I'm thinking, you know,
you think so? You think she used them? Why?
No, I think she don't know. She got this. Is the problem with women and men? They want something that's no good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They want that the most. Stuff that you got a man that waited for you for 8 years, held you down in prison, had a child by him, been there with you, but you want to go with this dude. This man put his rap career on hold, everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go with a nigga that's a battle rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that don't look good at doing that now, no homo, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that it's stupid, you know what I'm saying? But You can't, like I said, you can't put lipstick on a pig. Still a pig. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is with Remy Ma, you gotta go through life knowing you fucked up the best thing you ever had. Mm. If he leave.
But you think about
if he leave.
That's if it, but you think about a lot of it's been, I've been shocked, like, at, they were talking about a few other, like, celebrity divorces that kind of took me by surprise. Kathy Hilton's sister and her husband, they're on this reality show. They just showed that they broke up.
Some people stay, don't break up because financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
When he definitely making money mm-hmm. doing this together.
Yeah.
Just play our part until we get to,
right.
It comes to a point that you'd be like, man, I can't play that part.
Yeah. Cause he I know he had branched off and had this real estate reality show on TV. So I think he, between the real estate, like I said, the reality show, I think he's set. But they didn't publicize it as much, but yeah. They were also just talking about Tia Mowry and her husband had split, and she was on this talk show basically saying that I guess she's out there now, you know, dating or whatever. And she was like, you know, what happened to the courting? She was like, these guys in this day and time is no more trying to court you, in which, you know.
It's like, especially, and this dude thing, this point, the older a woman gets, she gets less chances to be with, find some, a compatible mate. As the man get older,
mm-hmm.
he get a better chance of finding a compatible mate. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, it's like, the older women can't find a suitable man,
mm-hmm.
but a man can find a suitable woman or multiple women mm-hmm. that he can deal with. You know what I'm saying? And I was like,
so why? You know, why do you think that is?
I think women, probably some women are living longer. Some women. So most men are staying. Most men are staying within a relationship. Meaning, when a woman get divorced, they look at her as,
what happened? What's wrong?
What's wrong with her? Why nobody don't want her?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got a lot of men that's older. That's successful men.
Mm.
It's so many check marks. A woman that's 40 and over, 50 and over, gotta. Because a man be like, I'm successful. What can you bring to the table for me? You know what I'm saying?
But and, I feel like, man, even knowing some of my friends that are, you know, not married, never been married.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like men, they don't have an age limit they don't have an age limit as to where they feel like they gotta, okay, I gotta settle down by this age.
And then you gotta look at the fact, it's more men dying faster than women at an early age. Meaning the more men die between, let's say, 25 and 40,
mm-hmm.
the less picky I got. So if the women living longer, and it's less men after 40, and more women living after 40,
mm-hmm.
guess what? The chances, you know, not all women single are divorced or never had a man. Some of them are widows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm thinking,
and
even
then you got,
even I'm thinking, even, okay, like I have a friend that, okay, I have a friend that has, you know, very good qualities. I mean, you know, educated, good job, own home, not needing anything from a man but his time and attention.
But
and they're
man,
not
what the man might look at her. The first thing is, okay, you got all this. Why are you alone?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You got this. You
but
got
do you,
every box checked.
Mm-hmm.
Something must be wrong.
No, and
are you not?
It cannot be.
Is this a physical attraction? Is it a mental attraction? Because you got some women, no matter how they look or what side they are, they walk with confidence and they draw men to them.
Mm-hmm. But now, okay, let me stop there. I know for a fact that some women will attract the same type of man over and over and over and over again. And I can say that is one of the reasons why they may be alone or never been married.
Her thing is, why am I attracted? Am I attracting them or am I attracted to them? And then if you attracted a certain type of guy, okay, let me see if I can change because I want a different type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to curry myself in a different type of way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's equivalent if I'm not going to get dressed up to go to McDonald's. But they say, we're going to Eddie V's. Okay, I know I ain't going there with no jeans and tennis shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to dress up for the occasion. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying?
But it's almost like, okay, it could go, but like you said, it could be that person attracts or that person is after that same person, right?
Yeah.
But you always got to be yourself. You got to be yourself. Don't put on
my thing is, you got some girls that come out the ghetto in poor neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
but can carry themselves in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl, not every girl come out of the ghetto is a hoochie.
No.
Not every girl don't have, you know, some, it's going to be a diamond or rose in those cracks in those ghettos somewhere.
It depends on what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you know, it's about a woman in choosing it's almost like I'm going to college and some girls say I'm going to finish high school and that's it. And then you got some guys, girls say, well, I'm dropping out
mm-hmm.
right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, what are you attracting? What do you want? You got to swing it. You got to meet dudes in different places.
Yeah.
You got to pick up. Why not meet the same dude? You're going to the club and getting them.
Yeah.
Okay, time for you to go grocery shopping and wake up the guy at Landline.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I said that I feel like men don't have it's no age limit on when they say, hey, I have to settle down. They can be 80 years old and they still out there trying to match.
My thing is,
and why?
My thing is, when it comes to women, a woman, everybody wants to look at a woman in a wholesome way. Now, some guys, don't get me wrong, you got some guys just want to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Most guys that's in their 50s don't want a girl in their 50s. They probably want some girl younger than them.
Right.
Or if they want a girl in her 50s, she got to be a certain type of 50. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, but my thing is, do they want to marry him? No. Do they want to move in the house? No. I just want to have a good time.
Right.
And
but
take
that,
your ass that way.
But
and
that's
I'm going
not,
after
but
it.
It's not fair. It's not fair to women that when you're in your, you know, you feel like you're in your, you know, prime mm-hmm. or whatever, that you're out here having fun. And then when you get,
you got young girls these days
mm-hmm.
having problem finding. And you got to understand this. In these days and time, sad to say, black women are not being chosen as the ones. Other people, you got successful black men. You got passport brothers that even if they play messing with a girl,
They going over Africa meeting them a woman and not bringing them back because they don't want to catch those American attributes that the American woman got. Mm. So they keep them over there. Some of them move over there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you got the passport brothers. You got the people that go down Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Get a Filipino wife.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the ones that don't feel like they're successful unless you got a white woman on their side. Mm-hmm. Or did in our race, and you know this, they don't want to mess with the dark-skinned black girl. We want the pretty light-skinned girl.
All of it is a mess.
So it's just so many things are working against a black woman. And a black man don't feel like, I don't want no kids. But she ain't asking you to take care of kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing they be like, what, especially a high, what you call a high income brother?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he want, well, what this black girl want?
Mm-hmm.
What this one? What that one? Which her angle? And the girl might don't have an angle at all.
But you got to think.
But
you got to also think,
the
though.
The image we look at in TVs, mm-hmm. and this, and the way girls act. And you know, you can go out to any gas station, any fruit shop in Joe, or grocery store, and you be like, why is she wearing that? And you know they be pushing.
Right. Well, I'm going to go back to the ones that you say, why is she not married? Or why, you know, guys looking at them as why. Some of them don't want the problem.
No.
Some of them don't want the stress. You think of how many have stayed in a relationship with somebody and they done daggone got somebody that they, another kid they taking care of. So you got some women that honestly, they're like, you know what? They might look at me and say, oh, what's wrong with me? But some of them are alone because they're like, I'm not going to take on the burden, you know?
Yeah. Every black woman should have a choice.
Yeah.
You know that? Every black woman is a choice. But it just, what, if you're an older black woman, and black women in general, if your own black man don't want you,
mm-hmm.
and he being disrespected by the black man, otherwise, Mexicans, white people, they're like, well, I can't do nothing with a black woman. Because they don't even like this. The black man don't even like
But I think
a
they,
woman.
But most, you know but you so, know what? Most,
but my thing,
most black men, how could I say it? I don't even know if I can just pinpoint and say black men. I think some black women have been categorized, stereotyped for so long that they get a bad rap.
I agree with you.
They get a bad
that's
rap.
That's just like, what you say, spoil a bunch with you?
Mm-hmm. One apple can spoil,
the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So they looking at, okay, all these black women chasing a bag. They don't want a guy that's out there struggling or trying to make a nail. They ain't trying to wait for it. They ain't got time for me to be, you know.
But in a way, now I'm gonna look at it this way. In a way, it's a good thing. In a way, it's a good thing. If you think about your mom, or you think about say for instance, if the average woman, like you said, she might have grew up in the projects. She saw her mom settle for these nothing guys, and she said, "Guess what? No." And I'm going to.
You're talking about a hardworking brother versus the guy that got the nice cars,
mm-hmm.
nice suits, and but the guy that's over here with the plumber with a dirt on the nail, they don't know he's making more than the guy with the Mercedes.
But that's something.
But they don't look. They image means everything to a black woman.
Don't say just black woman. That's any woman.
Well, any
yeah.
Woman.
That let's not well, say let's well, not say just black. Well, I think that's any woman.
Woman.
Yes.
So they looking for the bag. I want my I want a brother got it all together now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with this, knowing deep down his heart, it's many girls going about at this black, white, Hispanic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy with the dirt on his nails, he's not, when he cleaned up good. He got his, he's working hard, but look at his car.
Yeah.
Look at his shoes.
Well, let's
look at this.
Let's wrap this up and say that I think to get to that mindset,
mm-hmm.
I think it comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely I can say that a lot of things come with age. So it's like if you could, I would suggest that any young person that's out there that's looking for someone or, you know, don't know what to do, maybe speak to someone older older wisdom. Get some of that older wisdom.
Because you think about when we was young, even when we was young, nobody wanted to swear. They wanted the drug dealer with the car.
They wanted the car. It's all an illusion.
It's a facade. You say, even your mother and your grandmother, don't you mess with no broke ass man.
Yes. Yes.
And you'd be like, broke ass man, but this broke ass man gonna love me.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you mess with no broke ass man. Don't you worry about this. Well, he got bachelor right nose up on a hard working guy.
This day and time, I would encourage anyone to really hone in on what you need. Not only looking, and time goes so fast. You can be in your 30s, you blink. The way time going, you blink. 50s, 60s knocking at your door. So really hone in on what you want for your future and your life. Don't worry about what you're seeing. What you think is the norm, like live for you. That's the advice that I can give. Do you have any closing remarks?
Well, I would like to say, Negro, please of the week. This segment, we would be telling y'all of things we might have saw and experienced and say, Negro, please. Well, this nigga pleases goes out to the guys that letting the women ride around with their foot on the dashboard and you think they cute and you chasing the coochie so bad you let her do anything that your father never did, let your mama put her feet up on your dashboard and wiggle her toes and all that shit. So my thing is for those, the nigga please of the week goes to those bammers that let women throw their foot on your dashboard where their toes are not done and their feet stink and when the air conditioner hit between their legs got the car smelling like catfish.
You know.
So, nigga, please stop it. Let the white folks have that back.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. We will catch you on the next one. You have been listening to Conversational Peace.